Welcome to the godshow.us daily delights! Just flickered in the arena of the soul. The generator is sputtering. The scoreboard is dark. And somehow, the question is still standing in the middle of the floor, dripping, refusing to go home. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. No delay can stop what is about to happen to your brain.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, submit your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it mercy or avoidance to let a struggling colleague keep believing they're almost there? Now picture two people who could ask that and want opposite answers. Person 1. A manager who already gave the hard feedback twice, got nothing, and is now holding a pink slip in a drawer. Ich bin nicht. They want permission to stay quiet one more month. Person 2. The colleague's friend watching from two desks over, who knows the truth and can't figure out why nobody's saying it out loud. Same question. Is it mercy or avoidance to let a struggling colleague keep believing they're almost there? Buddhism doesn't ease in. It says the false almost is not a kindness. It's a closed door painted to look open. And the reason you're holding the brush isn't love. It's that you cannot stand the moment their face changes. That's the diagnosis Buddhism offers. You're protecting your own comfort and calling it care for them.
Which is uncomfortable because it's probably accurate for most of the people asking this. But Islam goes further and makes it structural. It says silence isn't neutral. Silence is the desert. Al-Wadud, the loving, is one of God's names, and even that God didn't withhold truth from the people he loved. So mercy of silence doesn't just fail the colleague, it fails the definition of love entirely.
Stoicism, meanwhile, sends three sentences and leaves. I'll read them verbatim because they're almost rude. You governed your tongue, that was a choice. Speak, or own the cowardice. There's no pastoral warmth there. Stoicism is not interested in why you went quiet. It's interested in whether you're going to call the silence what it actually is.
Taoism is the one dissenting voice here, and it's worth hearing out. It doesn't say lie to them, but it also doesn't say storm in with a verdict. The image is the valley. You stop filling the silence with almost there, and you let the space do something. The uncarved block doesn't round its edges for your comfort. Neither should you, but neither should you force the shape. That's a genuinely different assumption about how people change.
Friends had an episode, the one where Ross, Rachel, and Chandler try to carry a couch up a spiral staircase, Ross screaming pivot, like the word itself will solve the physics. The couch does not make it upstairs. It gets sawed in half. And the pop culture oracle points out, every pivot was a way of not saying this couch doesn't fit. The kindness that costs you nothing is just a quieter way of leaving them stuck on the landing, alone, still convinced. The angle just needs adjusting. I don't know if that's a philosophy or a warning, but it landed. Two traditions are still in the parking lot after this one, and I think that's honest. Taoism and existentialism haven't shaken hands. Taoism says create the space, don't force the moment. Existentialism says withholding the truth is authorship without consent. You made a choice for them they never got to make. Both of those are serious claims. Tomorrow we go again.
The lights came back on! The question survived the delay! Nobody in this arena got a clean answer, but they got an honest accounting of why the answer is hard, which is the only thing worth announcing into a wet microphone in a flickering room. The GodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs on the support of listeners who find it worth keeping alive. Find out how to back the project at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Your colleague is still in the hallway. The couch is still on the landing. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.